This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along. And as I mentioned, we'll check in with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, in just one second. I do need to give you a heads up. Going on tonight, another great event, actually double event going on at Cottage Hill Package. As starting up at 6 tonight, Pretoria Brewery there with sampling for their different brews, like their Sholey IPA, their Walker's Station Stout, also their Rye Charles Rye IPA. And also, if you're into that low-calorie adult beverages, the Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water, one of the hottest brands of sparkling seltzer on the market, that's going to be there. Folks from Boston Beer Company up front at Cottage Hill Package, giving you samples of several different flavors for free. And then tomorrow night, what a great combo, local and local. Folks from Serta Brewing Company will be out at Cottage Hill Package, locally owned company as well. Russ and the crew from Serta Brewing is going to be in the back with some of their delicious new beers, like their Jubilator Helles Doppelbach, also their Clear Prop Porter, their Homeport Hefeweizen, and their barley wine that spent a little time in some bourbon barrels, including an Elijah Craig barrel donated by Cottage Hill Package. It's cool stuff. That's tonight from 6 to 8, and tomorrow night starting at 6, all at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Online, cottagehillpackage.com, and check them out. Make sure to like them over on Facebook. All right, joined by Director of Marine Resources for the state of Alabama and a guest and a buddy, Scott Bannon. Hey.
Hey, Sean. How are you today?
Doing good. I was looking at a report came out a little bit earlier today from the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, saying the Gulf Council votes to allow state management of recreational red snapper for private anglers. So when I got a question about what this all means, I pick up the phone and call you. So what does it all mean?
Well, it means that the states are getting what they ask. The five Gulf states have asked to be able to manage the private angling red snapper fishery at the state level, where we get to set the season and the bag limit, and potentially the size limit as well. And it took a lot of coordination between all five states and some concerns with the federal government, and the council unanimously approved it today. So that's just the first step in the process. It still has to go to the Secretary of Commerce to be approved, and there are some public meetings that have to be held. But at the end of the day, for the 2020 red snapper fishing season, all five Gulf states should have the ability to manage the season at whatever level they want. If they want to change the bag limits, set the season dates, and change the size limits, they can.
Is this codifying what we've been working under? I mean, is this just making the system y'all have had now the law, or will there be any change?
It's slightly different. So 2018 and 2019 have been under an exempted fishing permit, an EFP, which was issued by the federal government to say that we're giving you an exemption from the rules, which was just the season date. So we were allowed to set the season, but we could not change the minimum size limit or the bag limit. So we've been delegated the authority to make those changes, bag limit changes, seasons, and you could also change the minimum size and add a maximum size if you wanted to. If your state wanted that as a management tool, it would be available to you.
Okay, let's walk through that, because that's that's something that's different there. Okay. The delegate the authority for establishing or modifying the bag limit. So the bag limit right now is two fish. Would you move to change that? And I guess we need to go back to, after you answer that, and talk about how this whole game is played, right? I mean, there's still the allotment, the tonnage that we're allowed. So, I mean, would you push to change from two fish to something else?
That's a difficult decision, to be honest with you, because we are still provided the amount of fish that we're allowed to fish from the federal government, and so we get our allocation. So there's a percentage that's in this amendment that has been divvied to the state of Alabama. And then so it's our responsibility to manage that percentage. So what we will do is we'll look at what are the benefits, what are the pros and cons to making some of the different changes. Can you provide more days and more opportunities to fish? Can you maintain the stock at certain harvest rates? And there's a lot of information that really has to be considered when you look at making any of these other changes.
Yeah, okay, I guess, and you can correct me here on the edges where I'm, if I'm wrong, but the analogy I give to people who don't fish in the Gulf like we do is, let's take a, you get a big trough of water, that's our allocated tonnage by the feds, and, you know, depending on how many buckets we take out of it a day and how big those buckets are, that's how we end up getting to the bottom of that bigger tank, right? I mean, that's how, I mean, that's what you're trying to do is decide how you can get the most days for anglers.
You have a certain amount of pounds, and then how many pounds do you want to take out per day? And you can do it by, you know, adjusting the numbers of fish. You can do it by adjusting the size of the fish. You can stick with what we have, which has been, you know, a fairly reasonable plan and provided a fair amount of days. But we'll play through multiple scenarios. I would look for us to be pretty conservative in the first year of this. We still want to make sure that we're managing very responsibly. The federal government will always have the opportunity to withdraw that if we are not meeting the standards of not exceeding our allocation. There is a payback provision where you would have to pay it back the next year, so that helps to keep that in check. But our goal is to manage it very closely, that we don't overfish, and that will provide maximum opportunities for Alabama's anglers.
Okay, I mean, like the simple math, as I'm trying to explain it to folks who don't do it, the simple math of this would be, and I know there's a lot of nuance here and weather and fishing days and participation, but if you went from two fish limit where we are now and set a four fish limit, wouldn't that, in just very basic terms, give us half the days on the water?
Yes. Basic theory, that's what would happen. Depending on the size of the fish that they're catching those days that it's open. If the weather's bad and people are just grabbing the first couple of fish they can get to, they catch smaller fish, it's still based on the pounds. So it's not a direct correlation, but in basic math, that would be relatively true.
Well, but people have to assume, there's an assumption that the average snapper is a certain size. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's based on our staff surveys at the boat ramps, and it changes every year based on what the anglers are bringing to the dock at the public access boat ramps and the marinas, places where boats are stored.
You know, it kind of loads a gun for Gulf anglers to shoot ourselves in the foot. And not to get into too much detail, we will on upcoming Outdoors, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoor Show when we talk about it. But the fact is, anglers only get two snapper. Therefore, we tend to high grade to the two really big snapper we can find for each limit. Therefore, the average size of the fish goes up. Therefore, the number of days comes down.
That's correct. there's a slightly more to it, but that is a great basic view of it, and it's true. I will always express my concern with managing to a number of pounds instead of to a number of fish. I think they're distinctly different. My goal is that down the road we may get to where the state manages the amount of fish that can be harvested in the Alabama Reef Zone, so that kind of the next step down the road, and all of this takes time. It's you have to be very careful about how these things are laid out. It's taken about 3 years to get to the state management from the first time it was proposed.
I know you've been working on this, you and your crew, a long time, and this has been an uphill climb and a slog. So it's good that we're getting a little bit of some recognition here in this program. So it says here, it gives you the authority as a state to, with the private angling component of recreational red snapper fishing, gives you the right to modify bag limit, minimum size limit, maximum size limit. Would there be any reason to put a slot in or a top end on snapper?
There has been some discussion from different groups that hey, if you put a slot limit in place, then you kind of artificially set the amount of pounds that a person would bring in per day. So it is an opportunity that's available to us, and whether or not we would utilize that, but it also could lead to some higher dead discards.
Big time, yeah.
That's a problem, too.
Yeah, that is. And we've got a situation where we have so many big snapper out there, I'd be scared about how many we'd have to turn back, that wouldn't make it back onto the reef. All right. I also see in this memo that went out the breakdown of percentages of the distribution of the tonnage, right? And it kind of runs down state by state in the Gulf. Who gets what? We get 26.298%. You happy with that?
Yes, I think that's a pretty reasonable allocation for the state of Alabama. Remember, we have 3% of the shoreline mm-hmm. of the Gulf of Mexico, and we're getting almost 27% or just over 26% of the total allowable catch for the entire Gulf. Our neighbor to the east of us, Florida, they get the bigger chunk, but they are a much, much bigger state, have much bigger coastline, have many more people. But, you know, we are the red snapper capital of the Gulf, and so people like to come here. It has been a fish that we put a lot of emphasis on. We've done a lot of work to create reef fish habitat. So I think at the end of the day, it's a reasonable amount for the state of Alabama. I think all of the states came out in the discussions with a fair amount of fish that works well for their state.
Well, I mean, I want to point out and I come back to the neighbor to the east, and we'll talk about that on a future show because, you know, how much of the Florida coastline is actually a place where you catch red snapper. But put it in comparison, y'all, we get, like Director Bannon said, almost 27%. Mississippi gets 3.5%. Texas 6.2, and Louisiana 19.1. So compared to those other three states, it seems reasonable to me.
It is, and then we manage it utilizing Snapper Check very tightly. So I'm going to try and give you the maximum number of fish that we can, and that's why Snapper Check is so important and reporting is so important. That the more real numbers, the better that number is, the more days that you will get, and we have a 10% buffer in there, and that's to prevent any overruns and things. But our goal is that we went right up to that 10% every time. We were over slightly last year. If we would have closed half a day early, we would have not been over by the 2,000 pounds, which was 0.2%. But that's how tightly we can manage it utilizing the Snapper Check program.
All right. So with all that being said, what does that mean for snapper season 2019? You had released some of the information before. Can you go back through that, seasons, days, those kind of things?
Sure. The 2019 season is still going to be under the exempted fishing permit. So we are limited to the 2 per person, and the 16-inch total length is the minimum size. We're going to run June 1st through the last weekend in July, and we're going to do 3-day weekends. Now, the weekend of June 1st is only going to be a 2-day weekend because that's the 1st and 2nd. And we're going to include the 4th of July, which is a Thursday. So you get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, except for the 4th of July, that Thursday, you'll get that. And toward the end of the season, if it looks like we will still have fish remaining based on the landings and the size fish and the other factors, we can make some decisions. Do we add more days to August, or do we wait and do like a Labor Day weekend? It provides us some options, and that's the benefit of the flexibility of a state program.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this and talking about with you coming up soon, more in detail, because there's a whole bunch else to this. Scott, as always, we appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, joining us right here on FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. All right. Coming right back.